USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the Mexican border.
Mexico is going to have to do something, otherwise I'm closing the border. I'll just close the border. With a deficit like we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation. When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know, as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it.
Attorney General William Barr said that the Justice Department anticipates it will be able to release Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report by mid-April or sooner. In a letter sent to congressional leaders, Barr also says there's no plan to submit the report to the White House before its release. Barr and his team are going through the nearly 400 pages to redact sensitive information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment is scrapped as optional.
Facebook is facing charges of housing discrimination by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD alleges Facebook's targeting advertising violates the Fair Housing Act. HUD Secretary Ben Carson explains.
You know, advertisers have the ability to say, I only want to advertise to women. I only want to advertise to non-Christians. You know, this kind of information most people don't know has been gathered on them, and we want to make sure it is not used in an inappropriate way.
Olympic medalist Simone Biles is opening up about a dark time in her life after being sexually abused by former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. She tells NBC's Today Show how she felt after the abuse.
I was sleeping all the time, and I told, like, one of my lawyers, I said, I sleep all the time because it's the closest thing to death.
Depression naps is a medical term for what Biles was doing, and it's very common among people who are depressed and looking to escape their life due to pain or hurt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats are pushing Attorney General Bill Barr to release a full, unredacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. It remains unclear how much of that report will be released. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Professor John Yoo says he knows why Nancy Pelosi is pushing for this full report to be released.
Look, I think Nancy Pelosi's demand for the report right away is just a publicity stunt. But there's something worse behind it, which is, are we really willing to sacrifice the long-term, long-time rights of criminal suspects and witnesses who've long cooperated with law enforcement because of the secrecy provided by a grand jury? That's what Attorney General Barr is going through the report right now with his staff to delete or redact from the report.
Calls have been made to ban the word cyclist, and many are wondering if it's another example of political correctness or common sense. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Researchers at Queensland University of Technology, working with the University of Melbourne, Australia, conducted a survey finding some respondents had deliberately operated their vehicle closer to a bike rider. 17% said they used their vehicle to block a cyclist. 9% used their car to cut off a cyclist. The researchers said the word cyclist has become associated with negativity with acts of aggression. So they're suggesting instead of cyclists, we say people who ride bikes. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.